Hey guys, hope you're doing well today. My name is Austin. I'm one of the pastors at the San Marcos Escondido campus, and I'm bringing you today's Daily Dose. I want to jump into the book of 1 Samuel today and highlight a little conversation that we get to watch between Samuel and the Lord. And here's some context. Essentially, Saul is the king of Israel at the time, and to put it quickly, he's not doing very well. So God has moved on from Saul, and he's asking Samuel to go anoint David. Now, for some context behind that, Saul was this handsome, big, strong dude, and David at the time was just a young boy, and Samuel, I think, was raising some issues. Hey, the people might have some concerns about this. And so we get to jump in here, 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. And it says here in this conversation, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" I know for a fact that every single person has some insecurity, something that they notice about themselves that you don't want anybody else to find out about. For me, one of mine is a couple months ago, I got elbowed in the mouth by a buddy playing basketball, and he chipped my tooth during the game. I put my mouth up, or my hand up to my mouth, and it was bleeding. I turned to the ref and I'm like, "Ref, is it bad?" And he's like, "You want me to pull it out?" And please don't yank my tooth out in the middle of a basketball game. I end up getting home and realize that it's not as bad as I thought it was, but every once in a while you'll get a glimpse of this big crack in my tooth, and it's something that I notice every single day, and I really don't like, I don't want people to notice it. I have other ones too, but I know everybody has an insecurity. If it's a physical trait, if it's a personality trait that you try to hide from other people, you don't want them to find out. And I just want to stop and encourage you through this verse that God doesn't look at the things that man looks at: outward appearance, clothing, what you drive, the house. He doesn't care about any of that kind of stuff. What he cares about is the condition of your heart. And maybe it's the flip side too. Maybe you're someone who struggles with insecurities, but maybe you're somebody who thinks, "Man, I got everything together. I feel good. I look good," all this kind of stuff. I just want you to stop. God doesn't care about that. He wants you to be healthy. Yeah, sure. But he wants your heart to be good. And what I mean by that is, are you prideful? Are you living a humble life? Are you judging other people based on what they look like? Are you judging yourself based on what you look like? I want you to stop doing all of that and just slow down, put your chin up, and just acknowledge and understand that the God of the universe loves you, that he cares about your heart and the way that you go about your life, the way that you're obedient to his word. And if that's at school, if that's at home, the way you act, the way that you respond to people, just slow down and realize that God has placed you in a spot and created you to be the person that you are right now, to do some amazing stuff in his kingdom. If that's influencing a group of friends, if that's showing some love to somebody who people don't love, I just want to encourage you to have eyes for that kind of stuff. And I know sometimes our insecurities can slow us down because they put us in this defensive position where we don't feel comfortable going out on a limb and talking to a certain person or whatever that looks like for you. And so at the end of the day, God's saying, "Hey, Samuel, I don't look at the things that man looks at. I look at the heart." And so go out this week knowing that your heart is in a good spot with God, that you're walking in obedience, that you're loving people, that you understand that the grace, the love, the mercy that we don't deserve, yet God gives us freely every single day, that you have that in your life, and go out there and share that with other people. So I just want to encourage you today. Hope you can go out and just love the people that God has placed in your life. Thank you.